and I think we have enjoyed our tea. Good morning, honorable members. I wish to welcome you this morning and the guests that are with us, I think PMG, and then the Legal Resource Center from where? Legal Resource Center.
Yes.
Okay. You are welcome. Our agenda today is about the opening and welcome. I've already welcomed you. And the apologies, consideration and adoption of Western Cape Oversight Report, consideration of committee report on budget vote 30, human settlements, and consideration and adoption of minutes. I think what we can add there is the program of action, because we have not adopted our program of action from today up to the 31st of May. Members will remember that we had that report proposal of the program of action during our workshop, so we have to adopt it today. So we can add that the adoption of the program of action. And then I'm going to suggest that let's begin with number five. Let's take number five to number one, to number three. To number three as number three, and then number three as number five. So I would like to, you don't have the agenda? You don't have the agenda? Oh, we have not printed it out. Okay, no, we'll use this one. I think we'll follow it up because I've read it, so it's not a concentrated agenda, just a simple, straightforward one. So I would like us to adopt the agenda with the amendments that has been made.
Chairperson, let me move for the adoption.
Honorable Fittler? Okay. I think let's say the minutes or the apologies. Let's get the apologies from the secretary. I think I have the apology from the minister's office, Mr. Lerumo, and Honorable Dagote, yesterday indicated that she's going to undertake, her committee on transport is going to undertake an oversight today. And I think on the side of the department, there's also an apology, but I'll dwell much on that one when we get to the adoption of the budget vote report. Thank you. Can we adopt? Oh, Mr. Stain. Mr. Stain is also sick. And then we do have an apology from Honorable Porter. So can we accept the apologies, please? Honorable Fiklan. Seconded by Honorable Mashishi. Thank you. The minutes. No, it can't be said wrong. We have got two sets of minutes. The one for the 3rd of March and the other one is for 17th of March. The first one was about there was a briefing session by the development agency on the progress made since its establishment, and there was also a briefing session by the Parliamentary Legal Services Unit on the section 231 of the Constitution. We can look at page 2 and check if there are any corrections that we could make or additions that could be made if there are any omissions. I think on paragraph 1, I don't think there's anything on paragraph 2. And the, during the workshop. Okay. So you are just adopting today. Okay. All right. Because the additions we had there, the department, and on the last page, there was an addition there which said the department and the National Assembly unit would be required to further place the committee on the procedure to be followed in dealing with international agreements. So, can we adopt the first set of minutes? Honorable Machoba? Seconded by Honorable Bam Mukwanya. And let's carry on to the second set of minutes, whereby there was a workshop even these ones we have dealt with them, but it's only to adopt. Okay.
We need to correct something here.
Okay.
On the second set of minutes, you cannot have a person present and again an apology. Like on your first page of the minutes, Honorable Mashi, she was there and again she has attended another one.
Honorable Mashi, she apologized and then. Okay. I'm sure it's a mistake. Which is correct? Can you help us there?
We can't remember.
Yeah. The secretary is going to double check because sometimes a person put an apology, and then in the middle of the meeting. She comes and then she signed the attendance register. So we have to rectify because at the end of the year, we do have that record. So this one, we are going to double check it. But I think the minutes have to be adopted and then with an amendment. I invite the adoption with amendment. Honorable Khatbone, Honorable Bome, second.
But what were you doing with your hand?
Oh, no, but you raised your hand. Yeah, this committee. But you raised your hand. Okay, Honorable Nisi, say.
Okay.
I think because the report for the Western Cape was still printed because we have done all the recommendations and the obligations of the committee. But these machines, they are very slow. I don't know what is wrong with these computers, but. Craig was busy with the printing of the report. But I think let's proceed to the consideration and adoption of the committee report on budget vote 30. Members will recall that we had quite a couple of sessions with the department in regard to this matter. And I think we have to accept that there is a challenge within the department itself, because, and it's not their making. First of all, we recall that the department has been assigned, has given more assignment, more especially on the issue of the transfer of the sanitation and the issue of alignment, planning, because what is important is in the planning, the issue of integration of these departments or these functions. As the committee, we have been complaining that in each and every report we write, we are complaining of non-integration. But we had we have a policy that was adopted in 2004, and even today we have not managed to implement that, breaking the new ground strategy. Now, there's a planning commission now in the presidency, and that planning commission is trying by all means to ensure that these departments, their planning is coordinated. If we remember the department when it came before us, during their strategic, 5-year strategic planning, they indicated that there are quite a number of agreements that have to be signed. Now it means there are still those negotiations. Now it's difficult for them now to come up with a straightforward plan for now. So they are trying their means to ensure that at least before the 21st, when we are debating, at least there must be some groundwork that has been done, a level one. So even the provinces themselves, they were not ready. We all know that. Their business plans were not here. But now the business plans have all been received. But as the committee, we have requested that there must be an alignment to the State of the Nation address, more especially the informal settlements. We can't have the president announcing that there should be a fast-tracking of informal settlements upgrading, and then you find that our budget allocation does not speak to that. And then at the same time, the president has announced the rental stock, fast-tracking of the acceleration of the rental stock. And then I think the issue of the minister have already pronounced the issue of the rectification program. We cannot say we leave those people in those conditions, and the minister has already pronounced that. So we were requesting that at least there must be a movement, not necessarily a huge movement, but there must be a commitment that is being shown by the provincial department in handling that matter. So on Thursday and Friday, the national department met with the department, provincial department, to address that. And then those provincial departments were supposed to report back yesterday to the national department. So that report is not ready now. So Mr. Lavandu advised me that they are busy with the report, then he's going to come back to me if they can be able to come, whether tomorrow, but it depends to the committee what are we suggesting, that when could they become before the committee, because it is important that this report is adopted and is taken to the is ATC, right? On the last day, could be Monday. The last day could be Monday for ATC. So I would request the direction from the committee. When could we request? Because if they are preparing this report today, it means by tomorrow the report could be there. And here we have taken a resolution that we are not going to have meetings on Friday for this period up to June. then we can start afresh after June. But because this one is very crucial, we can have at least even 1 hour meeting, if it is possible, tomorrow in the afternoon or Friday in the early in the morning, and then the members are released by 10 o'clock or by 9 o'clock for their flight. Okay, thank you.
Honorable Gomen.
To be followed by Honorable Richard. On Friday there's a strategy, and it starts at 9. So myself and we are not going to be there, and we have requested that at least you have to excuse the other members. We are going to represent the other members there. So I was just thinking, because if it's just an hour, because tomorrow there is a water affairs EPC, and I think we have to attend that EPC as this committee. So I was just thinking, if because it will end up at 4:30, if you can meet from 4:30 to 5:30, I think, so that on Friday the members will be free. But Honorable Richard, you raised your hand.
Sure. No, I think I think we should accept the meeting tomorrow, and then Friday I think will be a little bit difficult. So there's also the EPC on Friday. We may not have enough time, but I think tomorrow we'll have a report to consider, and I don't think we'll do it.
Thank you. Where are we now? We have a process. We are waiting for this report. I think let's just adjourn for 10 minutes. And then we are trying to get hold of Greg if he is succeeding to bring this report. Another performance? No, the problem is we have to adopt it in the number. No. If you leave, we are going to have a problem. Oh, you are speaking tomorrow, eh? Not today. I think this is a report of the Western Cape. I would suggest that, because what I'm observing now, there's a misprint on page 23 and 24, but there's that incomplete portion there, and I'm pretty sure it was complete, but I'm sure during the printing, you know, when you repeat and repeat making the corrections on the report, something is missing there. But what is important, I wanted to, was we're going to look at it at the secretariat to correct it, because I think we have done a lot of corrections and editing of the report. The report has been edited thoroughly. But what is important is to look at the observations of the committee as a whole, and then the members who were part of the visit will assist us if there is something that we have omitted, and then the recommendations. They are on page 29. Then the observations are as follows. The delegation observed a combination of good and bad experiences. We all know that. There's no area that we find that it's all bad or it's all good. So, but I thought that the good ones must also be explored in our report. We must not reflect the bad ones only. I think there is an appreciation because there was a challenge in most of the provinces whereby these sectors, corporate governance and human settlement, were joined together. But Western Cape has joined Eastern Cape and others, whereby they've separated as sectors. So human settlements, now they're going to concentrate on human settlements development only in the Western Cape. So I think that one is appreciable because you will find that there was lack of concentration on the housing issues. Then another thing that is important is that there are municipalities that are committed to take forward the human settlements program, but we didn't want to name the municipalities because we don't want to be seen as if we are promoting others on, you know, because even those that are not doing well, we want them to pick up their standards. And we have spoken to them as the portfolio committee. We interacted with those municipalities. But there's that observation that has been made. But in Plettenbeen Bay, we mentioned Plettenbeen Bay because it's the community that showed in Africa in a sense of ownership of the homes that are being provided by government. And that is what we are promoting. We are encouraging that these communities must be proud of these houses they are getting from government. And then we have observed in the other municipalities that there's also good governance and well-taught expanded public works programs that are undertaken there. For instance, there's a municipality where we found that the projects there, even when they are doing the project, it is being paved immediately during the construction. So the pavements are constructed through the public works program. It's doing very well. I think there are two municipalities. Yeah, one of them. But we didn't want to put it here. And the progress in advanced technology innovations, we have observed that there are technology innovations that are taking place, and we have observed that. And in other areas recently, in recent development, there is an improvement in the quality of the product that is being produced. And then there is also a sense that there is a program or a plan of upgrading the CRUs. But there are also huge challenges, bad experiences. We'll find that the majority of the municipalities in this province were not committed to farm worker assistance program as required by the National Housing Code. And there was also a lack of commitment on the implementation of the rectification program, whereas there is quite a number of houses with poor quality that poses a danger to the community. As well, there's quite a lot of unfinished projects. And funding provisions are there to support the program of rectification and the unblocking. But seemingly, the funding is just shifted or is moved to do other issues. And then there's also illegal occupation of houses. It's a national issue. And then there's also lack of public participation in some municipalities. We'll remember two areas that we went to. There's quite a lot of challenges there. And then the slow registration of title deeds, also a national nature. The reluctance of the province to provide basic services to forestry villages. Let's put forestry villages there. That one is a straightforward issue because we met that problem in Naisna, whereby the province was not reluctant to provide the basic services to those informal settlements in the forestry villages. But through interaction with the province, they understood that it is very much important that issue is being tackled, because informal settlement upgrading means that we can bring services to those people. Then the change in economic status of beneficiary remains a critical challenge. In this one, we will recall that it's also a national issue, whereby if a beneficiary, the salary changes by 50 rand, and then that person is removed from the list, it's a challenge. Yet you have been allocated the house already. And now, when the time of being you have to receive the house, the municipality, they'll just cancel your house from the list. I mean, your name from the list. So it's a challenge for the rest of the country. And then most policies were not adhered to, such as the Housing Act that prohibits beneficiaries to sell their houses before the period of 8 years. That is also a national problem. But we have to raise it because we found it here in the Western Cape. And then the environmental impact assessment, there's also a problem. Then the municipalities in Garden Route are struggling to deliver houses as it is costly to build due to steepness. This area is steepness like KZN. It's like KZN. But I think this is a government challenge, this one. We cannot put a blame to the province, but we raise it because we observed it here in the province, so that it can be addressed even for the other provinces. Then there's also a challenge of land, well-located land, that hinders the delivery of houses. We can take it for now, but it needs a debate, honorable members. Because people will say the land is not suitable for delivery of houses if it's going to be for a specific group. But for another group, you'll find that the land is suitable. So those issues, I think, honorable Richard, this issue of integration is very much being sustainability, is very much important. That's where it gets in. And then the province did not have a specific program dealing with farm evictions. I think we have raised it. There is a repetition. This one, we have to check it there. And then there was an AFLA, not AFA, AFLA. There was a contractor, AFLA. This contractor, he is getting almost, we can say it's almost 100% of the projects in the Western Cape. So we fail to understand where are the other contractors, what is going on. And at the same time, this contractor changes the name now and again, not using one name. So I think something has to be done about this one. And then there were issues of racial divide that have been repeatedly reported by the community when we met with the community. those are the observations that we have observed during our visit. I would like to give to the opportunity to the members to rectify. Honorable Bowman? Honorable Bowman, from the fact, we are still dealing with the observation that we verify if these are the it's a true reflection of what we have observed on the team that was there.
It is a true reflection, although I don't understand why we don't mention the places where, like Beaufort West, where we saw those unfinished houses and dangerous places where the people are staying. That is what I wanted to take clarity on, but this is a true reflection. Thank you.
No, I think you can propose that we put them, because as the team that was drafting the report, we would want to do that. But if the committee feels that we must mention that, because it is important for that, so that when we make some recommendations, we make recommendations that are straightforward to say these areas must be prioritized. So are you recommending that we put more special effort before the West? Areas. I think I mentioned the service site is the province in a service site is developed. So to mention the EEE then recommendation, health service sites must develop. To recommend what must develop health service sites. Then I think any okay, again being a member.
I think the observations are called observations, and then I think we have really been able to capture all the issues there. And then Patrick Bay, I think, is there also coming through on the observation. But I do think that on challenge is one area that I think we must just amend the committee is ASLA. I think we shouldn't be definitive on ASLA. I think we should take a view that ASLA contractors seem to be receiving. We must give ourselves a space. Because if you are very definitive on this matter, if they can take us to court, we can find it very difficult to justify.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for us that it seems to be receiving, because we are not sure. Because we didn't do our own research. It's what we receive as a report for many people from the nation. Just to ensure that we don't give them an unnecessary issue. But we know. But for us, because this report, once it's adopted, is a public document.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can use it anyway to say the community. I think on the whole issue of challenges, I think they are really well covered here, and I think I agree with member. I'm not sure on this one, the province reluctance to provide basic services to forestry. I think we should expand the for forest villages.
This is nice.
It's nice, yes.
Nice.
That is fine.
You can raise the area to put them in the
our report, they must know that we are talking about this area, this specific that recommendation of the forum.
Yeah, I think even on the issue of racial divide, we can mention it because it was in the Mossel Bay and also in Scottsdale. So that we have made a recommendation that the MEC should address, because in our report it reflects that we have requested the MEC to address those issues, and we do have a report that the MEC was there to address the issue in Mossel Bay. But I think we need to make a recommendation that area should be monitored maybe on a quarterly basis until the situation is settled. And there was another area in the project of Scottsdale. There were problems of the communities. They raised the issue of racial divide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can mention that. Otherwise, we were skeptical in mentioning the good ones, as if we are preferring the other municipalities on top of the other ones. But there had to be a specific issue that was specific to them. Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think on the recommendations too, a full report of land challenges from Nizhna Municipality should be forwarded to the committee. I think it should be forwarded to the committee and to the minister. I think the minister to receive that report. And then a briefing from the City of Cape Town on the issue of support supply to people's housing process would be required. Okay. Amendment of the Housing Code, especially on the preemptive clause on selling of houses. Can you rephrase it? No, we don't recommend that. Yeah, I'm sure it's a misprint, because this was that bracket was on selling of houses, and then there's a closed bracket there. It's a closed bracket, then it's an open bracket. Yeah, okay.
I know that the problem always, Chair, would be that the report is not meant for us. Is meant for other people. I think there's also CRU. Again, I think the team, what do you call it, so you put the full,
okay,
and then into brackets, then the abbreviation.
Okay.
Because some of the people are going to read the report, they've got nothing really, they've got no understanding. But I think even on the setting of houses, I think we should be clear, because they're talking about RDP houses. Before, of course, the expiry of this age, I think there's just to be sure, the one who reads this, he knows that we are talking about that. I don't think that we are talking about that many houses.
You can't be selling those, man. Chair, number two, I think. I was not part of the petition, but number two also doesn't give sense. I think if you say is required by the portfolio committee, that was saying would be required. It leaves it open-ended.
Okay. Then the title deed should be treated as a matter of agency. Customs the issue, must it be registration registration and handover. Backyard policy to be attended at a national level. Difficulties in acquiring suitable land to be looked at by the Housing Development Agency. I think we could start with the development agency to I think we can rephrase this one. We'll see how to rephrase it. We'll work it out. That's what it needs to be rephrased. And then strengthening of public participation in all spheres of government. And then the national department should allocate budget according to the needs. For instance, the CF and the rocky areas to include the cost of retention walls and dynamite circumstances. So here, we all know that UI department has already gave us an indication that the president has said, use the money, and then you come back to us and say, we have used the money. But use the money effectively so that they can be given, I mean, there could be an additional allocation, but there can be an allocation, an additional allocation, if they don't prove themselves that they can deliver. So I think this one is also going to us, because in Beaufort West, really, they complained of the soil that they're having difficult situation. And then, racial divides are totally condemned in the housing sector, therefore they must be addressed by the departments, all the spheres of government. I think all spheres of government must take a responsibility, national, province, and the municipality. So the national department has to monitor this situation. Honorable.
Mm-hmm. No, sure, I'm not sure how the comment also see this way.
Mm-hmm.
Then to include cost of retention walls, and I think really what we mean there is blasting.
Yeah.
It's blasting really, because they have to blast their foundation because of the rocky mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's far better to use the walls, retention walls, and blasting,
mm-hmm.
than to use the dynamite.
Include the cost of retention walls and blasting. All spheres of government, as mentioned here, should address the disgusting self-help project challenges and report to the portfolio committee. And then a follow-up made on the enhanced discount benefit scheme program. We'll recall that in Nizna was complaining that scheme has not been effected to them. They have not received the scheme, and they've got projects that required to receive that benefit. Not Nizna only, but I can't remember the other one.
You are welcome,
Honorable Bula. Yeah. I think.
What is the experience of India in this one? Yesterday, when I was very excited.
I will definitely elaborate in the debate.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think that is the report, and we are going to I'm going to suggest and propose the adoption with the amendments, because the amendments are not going to take even a minute, so that this report can be taken forward. Honorable Richards? Okay, then. Seconded by Honorable Machoba. Yeah, this is it. The document that is being circulated is the we have seen the document. It's just to adopt it so that it can be sent to Mr. Bafola for approval. Today we are having a meeting already. It's there and it has been approved. But there are those meetings in May that has not been approved. And in fact, after the 21st of April. For instance, we are proposing that we need to get a feedback from the Eastern Cape visit. The department must come before the committee. And I think the Herikwala issue, we need to get an update. And we also need to get an update on the Scottsdale report, because this report has been taken to Mr. Zabantu even before we went for the oversight. So, and then on the cooperative. There's a Northwest Housing Cooperative report that we would like to get. We remember that the Northwest MEC was there, and she promised that they can come before the committee and brief the committee about this one. And then there's also, we propose that we need to get a workshop on the money bill. We are trying to avoid a situation where we'll find ourselves when we come back from this recess, long recess, there's going to be a pressure after June. So, and we are going to go towards the MTDBS. So we want to go to the COVID before, so that when we get to that period, we are ready to amend the budget, because that is the period we are going to amend the budget. So we are proposing that on the 12th of May, we have that workshop as the committee. And then the briefing on the 19th, briefing on the voucher scheme program. You'll remember that the department is long overdue to come before the committee to brief us on this program. And then there's Joe Slovo Concord Progress Report. We all know that this report has been postponed. I mean, the implementation of this has been postponed. We're supposed to be getting a report after January. So we need to get this report. And then the Housing Development Agency, we are aware that whenever they come before the committee, they will complain that there's that challenge of capital funding. So we are suggesting that, because they even proposed that, they indicated to the committee that they are busy developing a policy as the development agency. So we would like to see that policy on the capital funding. And then on the 31st of May to the 4th of June, there's that provincial visit. And I think we propose that it could be the first stage, and then the KZN will follow in our next visit. That is the program that is before us for now, and then the program of action, an annual program of action, we will be drafting it, I think, in our next meeting, when we'll sit, we'll try that we provide the committee for the annual program of action that will involve all our activities, and that will also include the international study tour. Thank you. Well, it could be possible because the draft is already there. But yeah, it's too